morning.
Guys, I want to make sure that you guys are signing up for the canoe trip or potluck. I want to explain the newbies. That's where we get sand springs. You do not have to float to come to the potluck. So we will be outside 3 to 6 p.m. at Sand Springs. Hopefully all of us make it back from the float trip by that time. If you have family or friends that want to float, please bring them. So it doesn't just have to be us, but maybe they'll start coming a little bit more. We can do more activities as a congregation together. There is a free will offering, so please sign up, because if you don't do it by me asking you, then we will make you sign up later on.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome. God's blessings to all of you. That was awesome. The Chimes folks did a wonderful job. It's been a long time since I've heard either chimes or handbells, and it was awesome. They did a fantastic job. Pastor Dave asked me to make an announcement, and hopefully some of you will understand what I'm trying to say. He talked to me about getting a volunteer to sit with someone. I see a couple of heads nodding, maybe. Can you fill us in a little bit better on that?
Well, there's an announcement in the bulletin.
Oh, okay. So take a look in your bulletin, and we're looking for a person or persons to volunteer for that. He just wanted to make sure that it was announced, and quite frankly, I wanted to do it before service because I would forget. So, the theme for every Sunday, of course, is the death and resurrection of our Savior in payment for our sins. But to go along with that is freedom. And not necessarily freedom, but free. How many times have you heard about something being free or a free gift? But when you check it out, it's not really free. So just think about that a little bit, and we'll go into that a little bit more later on. Our opening hymn is 566. By grace I'm saved. God's blessings as you receive our Savior's gifts.
Thank you.
say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins unto God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unworthy. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may abide in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation.
I will sing to the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me.
How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?
How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all the day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me?
Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death.
Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed over him. Lest my foes rejoice, because I am ashamed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
O Lord, I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation.
I will sing to the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us the strength of all who trust in you, mercifully accept our prayer. And because through the weakness of our mortal nature, we can do no good thing, grant us your grace to keep your commandments, that we may please you in both will and deed. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Received bad things.
But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. And besides all this, between us and you a great chasm has been fixed, in order that those who would pass from here to you may not be able, and none may cross from there to us. And he said, Then I beg you, Father, to send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they also come into this place of torment. But Abraham said, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. He said to him, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced that someone should rise from the dead. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated as we continue with 602, the gifts Christ freely gives. Thank you. which we meditate this morning is Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 15. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned, for sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more had the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. Amen. So stands God's word. Amen. Sometimes I wonder if there isn't an element of confusion about the word free. Sometimes I think it's misused, along with a longer word that comes from it, freedom. What does free actually mean? And again, to go along with it, what does freedom mean? We hear often about things being free. To receive that, as our text says, a free gift. How many of you have been called on the phone or received a mailing telling you that there's a free gift waiting for you? All you have to do to get that free gift, listen to those words, that little phrase I said, all you have to do to get that free gift is to come and spend your entire Saturday at a presentation. Now, I don't know about you. There aren't many so-called free gifts that are worth me spending my Saturday sitting in some stuffy auditorium listening to somebody drone on about, for example, a timeshare. I don't know how many people fall for timeshares anymore. But you have to do something. That gift is not free. You're paying for that. And also, if you remember many times, one of those gifts might be a new car. The other one you could get is a weekend's vacation at some exotic spot. But then there's the third gift. That might be something like, you know, as valuable as free cup of coffee somewhere. And guess what gift 99.9% of the attendees are going to get? I'll leave it to you. Or, and I'll say, gentlemen, let's say it's your anniversary, and you go out and buy your wife this gift, and you tell her that, you know, honey, all you have to do to receive this is, let's see how far that will go. Of course, she might tell you that, hey, I've already earned this. I married you, didn't I? But anyway, no, many times those things we're told are free are really not free. Just like we often hear freedom. Freedom is not free. We just celebrated Memorial Day, didn't we? The freedom we enjoy in this country has been paid for in blood, hasn't it? So, as Christians, as brothers and sisters in Christ, we do receive and enjoy a free gift, don't we? A gift that costs us nothing. Nothing. But just like the freedom that we enjoy here in this country, that freedom was indeed purchased for us by shed blood. And think about this, and it's just so amazing and fantastic. The blood of God, Jesus Christ, true God, true man, the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, paid for our freedom by shedding his blood for us, dying a horrible death. The Romans, they may not have invented crucifixion, but they were fine. And they were experts at it. And if anyone ever tells you that Jesus really didn't die, he just, I've never heard of the swoon theory. No. The Romans, for sure, knew and made sure that Jesus was dead. Was being the operative word. Because we know death could not hold him, could it? He rose and he lives. His shed blood, his sacrifice for our freedom. And now our freedom from what? Our freedom so we can live where we want, buy whatever car we want, eat whatever food we want, travel wherever we want to go. No, no, much more than that, much more important than that, because even if we didn't enjoy any of those things, and there are people in this world, as we know, who don't, but they still share in the same, even more important freedom that you and I share. Freedom from sin. Freedom from death. I should say sin's consequences, because who sinned this morning? Raise your hand. I should see everybody's hand up. Because if you didn't, you need to talk after the service. We share the freedom from the consequences of our sin, because they have been borne by the one who was without sin, who lived a perfect, sinful life. Can you imagine that? Do we even have a concept of what that might be? Just a little while ago, we made confession that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed by what we have done, by what we have left undone. All of those thoughts that might come unbidden to us. Again, if we say we are without sin, the truth is not in us. The love of God, the love of our Savior, is so unfathomable. When we think ourselves, those inmost, I'll call them things for want of a better word, that make us who we are, those things that we tell no one, not even the person closest to us, things that we are ashamed of, things that our God knows full well about us, things which would cause other people to turn their backs on us, not talk to us. God loves us anyway. And He sets us free. And when we repent, He freely forgives us. There is nothing that you and I have that we can give to God in payment for this. There's nothing that He wants. Well, I shouldn't say that, but we'll get back to that. There's nothing that He needs. You know what? What does the psalm say that I believe it's in the Psalms? The cattle on a thousand hills are mine. Everything is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you. We can give nothing to Him. We can bring nothing to the table, because He brings, He gives freely. Now, when I said there was nothing that He wants or needs, or, and that's true, nothing we can bring, but we are to live in a way that is pleasing to Him, as I guess as best as we're able, aren't we? Ten Commandments are out there, aren't they? Now, we break them every day. As best we try to live by them, to follow them, because we know that that is pleasing to God. But we do this not to pay Him to receive anything out of gratitude, out of love, our love for Him, because He first loved us. It is incredible. It is amazing. You know that very simple verse, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave." Gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that is all free. It's a gift He freely gives. Just like the faith by which you receive that gift is also a gift. It's also incredible, isn't it? Ephesians 2:8-9 talked about that. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is a gift of God, so that no one may boast." We have nothing to brag about. We We have nothing to boast about. We can claim no merit or worthiness or worth before God that we deserve anything. But He gives it to us. And He gives it to us freely. No strings attached. We may consider ourselves, along with St. Paul, the most miserable and worthless of sinners. But that's okay. It is. Because God has taken those sins away and removed them as far as the east is from the west. Your sins are forgiven, and they are forgiven to you freely, although the price was our Savior's blood. But it is free to you and to me. Amen. The peace of God that passes all understanding. Forever keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, redeemed children of God in Christ Jesus, please stand as together we make confession of our Christian faith to the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made again. I also rest on the watch side. He suffered in his spirit, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. Father and Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Lord, you strike down and you heal. Though we justly deserve your wrath for our sin, revive us and raise us up that we may live before you forever. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you desire steadfast love and that your people would know you. Bless pastors, teachers, and all church workers, that your word would sound forth in abundance. Open the ears of all who hear to acknowledge your steadfast love. Be also with those who work this weekend to prepare for our Synod's convention. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father in heaven, by your grace, Abraham did not move in faith, but trusted your promises. Strengthen parents to persist in their calling and train their children in your word and ways. Defend them from discouragement and apathy, and convince them that you are able to do what you have promised. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Creator of all things, you call into existence what does not exist and govern it for good. Remember those you have given authority among the nations, that the laws they administer might reflect your order and maintain peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, your Son came to heal the sick and forgive sinners. Hear our prayers for those who suffer in any way, including David, Roy, Jean, Kathy, Gabriel, Mia, Mark, Vicky, and restore them according to your gracious will and strengthen their faith in your faithfulness and love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you have indeed created all things. All, everything that is around us that we see comes from your good and gracious hand. Lord, we thank and praise you for the much-needed rain which we have recently received. Rain which waters the earth and causes the food to grow that also comes from your gracious hand. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Father in heaven, you made childless Abraham the father of many nations when his body was as good as dead. Given in faith to trust in the promised Christ, strengthen our faith also to trust your promises despite our weaknesses and troubles. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, your Son made with sinners to call them to righteousness and now feeds us in his supper that we might be forgiven. Prepare our hearts to partake of the sacrament of the altar with penitence and faith, and so depart in righteousness and peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Holy Father, receive our thanks for your kindness to Abraham, Sarah, and all the saints who have gone before us. Preserve us in faith and righteousness, that we too may give you glory now and forever. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Becoming obedient unto death, even death upon the cross. risen from the dead. He has freed us from eternal death and given us life everlasting. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Take away the sin.
you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. God's blessings to all of you this coming week as you serve God and serve your